She did, however, get the fuck out of the car. She stood trembling in the middle of the road as the thief jumped into the car in her place, gunned the engine in a quick roar of triumph, and careered sharply off along Sunset Boulevard, around the bend and away. She twisted around on the spot in an agony of shocked helplessness. Her world had turned abruptly upside down and tipped her out of it, and she was now, suddenly and unexpectedly, that most helpless of all people in Los Angeles, a pedestrian. She tried to wave down one or two of the other cars on the road, but they manoeuvred politely past her. One of them was an open-topped Mustang with the radio playing loudly. I'd love to be able to say that it was tuned to an oldies station, and that the words, "How does it feel?" "How does it feel?" snarled out at this moment, but there are limits even to fiction. It was an oldies station, but the old song it was playing was "Sunday Girl" by Blondie, and so wasn't even remotely appropriate, seeing as this was a Thursday. What could she do? Another perfect crime. Another perfect day in the City of Angels. And only one tiny little lie. Forgive me. Chapter 9. If there is an uglier building in England than Ranting Manor, then I haven't seen it. It must be hiding somewhere, and not, like Ranting Manor, squatting in the middle of 100 acres of rolling parkland. The original estate consisted of many more hundreds of acres that were the pride of Oxfordshire, but generations of syphilitic idiocy and blitheringness have reduced it to its current decrepit state. An ill-kempt bunch of woods, fields and lawns, littered with the results of various failed attempts to raise money by whatever means seemed to someone like a good idea at the time, a godforsaken funfair, a once quite well-stocked zoo, and, of more recent provenance, a small high-technology business park. Current occupant, one faltering computer games company, now cast adrift by its American parent, and believed to be the only such company in the world to be making a loss. You can find a billion-barrel oil field in the grounds of Ranting Manor, and you could pretty much guarantee that within a couple of years it would be operating at a loss and would require the selling of the family tin to keep it going. The family silver has long since gone, of course, along with most of the family. Disease, alcohol, drugs, sexual imbecility and poorly maintained road vehicles have combined to cut vicious swathes through the ranks of the Rantings and reduce them to almost none. How much history would you like? Maybe just a very little. The manor itself dates back to the 13th century, or at least bits of it do. The bits are all that remains of the original monastery, inhabited for a couple of centuries or so by a devout order of calligraphers and pederasts. Then Henry VIII got his mitts on it and handed it over to a courtly scumbag called John Ranting in return for some spectacular piece of loyal villainy. He knocked it down and rebuilt it